This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Last night at the top of the show, we addressed the removal of Civil War monuments from public places around the country. We made the point that the sudden outrage over Confederate icons isn't entirely about slavery, horrifying as slavery is. It's also part of a larger effort on the left to discredit the founders of this country and the beliefs they enshrined in law. Once you believe that any figure in history who once owned slaves is inherently illegitimate and should be erased, it's hard to take our founding documents very seriously. How can you accept a Bill of Rights when it was written by slave owners? Well, you can't, which is why so many on the left don't and ignore the First and Second Amendments, among many others. That was the point we were trying to make. You may disagree with it, but it didn't seem crazy or mean-spirited. Here's the tweet that Bill Kristol, the former Weekly Standard editor and Fox contributor, sent minutes later, referring to our segment last night. Quote, "They started by rationalizing Trump. They ended by rationalizing slavery." Rationalizing slavery. That is not even close to what we are saying by any interpretation. What an outrageous thing to say. But it got worse. Just minutes later, Kristol suggested somehow we were anti-Semitic, too. Here's his second tweet. Quote, "Next, Luther, Voltaire, and Marx were anti-Jewish, so why is it a big deal that the marchers were chanting, 'Jews will not replace us'?" End quote. Okay, that is libel, but it's also really stupid. And yet Bill Kristol isn't stupid. I know that because I worked for Bill Kristol for more than 5 years in the 1990s. I knew him well. He was a genuinely smart guy. He was a good boss, too. He was humane and fair-minded. He was the kind of person I never would have imagined would write something that nasty and dishonest about an enemy, much less an old friend. What happened? Well, Kristol refused to explain himself today, so we can only guess at that. Part of the explanation has to be the moment that we're living in right now, where hysteria has supplanted rational debate, where the purpose of political argument is no longer to explain your beliefs, but to highlight what a morally upstanding person you are, what a virtuous guy you are, usually by contrast with your opponent, who is, by definition, evil. It's childish, obviously, but for many people, it's pretty tempting. Even 64-year-old men with Harvard degrees fall for it, apparently. But part of the problem is also the medium. 20 years ago, when Bill Kristol had something to say, he had a magazine to say it in. He talked through ideas with his friends, then he spent hours writing a piece that expressed those ideas precisely. There was thinking involved in the process. Now he just goes on Twitter, and he stays on Twitter all day, every day, dashing off little thoughts and impressions, scoring tiny little points against strangers in cyberspace, keeping obsessive track of his likes and retweets. At an age when he could be playing with his grandchildren, Kristol is glued to social media like a slot machine junkie in Reno. And after a while, of course, that distorts you. When you disagree with someone, it doesn't occur to you to pick up the phone and hash it out. You tweet it, hoping for retweets. It's depressing as hell. Kristol isn't the only one who does this, obviously. Washington is littered with formerly impressive people who now just shout and preen on social media. But I hate to see it with him. I liked Bill Kristol once, and I thought he liked me. What a shame.
Yeah, what a shame. I mean, right before our very eyes, the dismantling of what seemed to be, I think, a good relationship previously. But this is the nature. This is the contention of what we live in. And, you know, guys being guys, I'm sure that Bill Kristol and Tucker Carlson will find a way to come back together. But I can appreciate Tucker Carlson's perspective. You know, this is the world in which we live in. It is the social media world. It's, we were warned about this long time ago that, you know, things would be summed up in very short terms. There would be an economy of the language and of words that are expressed. It all started, you might recall, when, you know, Coke came out with Coke is it. You know, these little headlines and, some of the prognosticators and those that have the vision to see said, look, that's just coming to a theater near us that everything is going to be summed up. And, you know, it started out, from that. Then we had 8-second sound bites determining, you know, the world we live in. And now we have social media, 144 characters. Amazing. amazing what we've done. But, hey, the conversation continues here. We're able right now to elaborate, and we will continue. Horace Cooper coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to get involved in the conversation? Several ways to do it. Hashtag BMartinezLive, or you can drop me an email. Always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com as we continue to exercise the conversation that is needed if we're going to get back together again. And kind of like what Judge Napolitano had said earlier, and that is that, you know, this is why hate speech is protected, why speech is protected, so that we can, you know, talk and work through these ideas and concepts. Tucker Carlson, I guess, suggested the same thing as well. And our next guest, I'm sure, would agree. Dr. Horace Cooper joins us. I keep wanting to say Dr. Horace Cooper because you just have that kind of presence, Horace. You know, you're just so official and, you know, as a legal scholar and analyst and everything. So, you know, we're just going to, you know, Bill Martinez style, just, you know, assign you a doctorate. Is that okay?
Well, actually, George Mason School of Law did too, so
yeah.
You guys are on the same page.
Okay, well, it just goes to show you how smart we are. Hey, let's talk about this Charlottesville tragedy. I know it grieves you like it does me when we see a nation that is unraveling, and once again the media is contributing to the cultural divide. And boy, I'll tell you, it's like what I'm seeing here, Horace, is the lunatic fringe, the very extreme left and right are squeezing middle America and creating some brain damage here because of these perspectives that are being bounced about, and with some sort of, you know, with some sort of authority and presence that I think we're giving them too much credit for.
Oh, absolutely, that's the case. And in fact, one of the biggest problems, as I see it, is how the media has decided to highlight this issue to force a conversation, and to do so in a cramped way so as to manipulate the outcome of that conversation. Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing as a natural and organic discussion happening in America.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people go to hot dog eating contests,
yes.
But if the media were to give the kind of attention to hot dog eating contests that they are giving to this particular thing, you could force, I mean, with 18 out of 24 hours a day conversations, mm-hmm. asking the president about it and the like, and you say, well, Cooper, you can't possibly mean to compare what happened in Charlottesville with a hot dog eating contest. Here's what I will tell you. The Southern Poverty Law Center says fewer than 13,000 people in the United States, a nation of 320 million people, fewer than 13,000 of them are identifying, acting out, and professing the beliefs of white nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
There are actually more people who participate and hot dog eating contests. Hot dog eating contests haven't taken over. There's no push to have it in the Olympics. There's no a TV show done on it. How is it that these 13,000 people are supposed to be so consequential, so influential, we have to be on guard with every single thing that they do? The truth is, they have zero impact on the lives of the American people, and the media is creating the impression that we should be alarmed about something that simply isn't consequential.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what's driving all this too, Horace, is you have to connect the dot into the anti-Trump sentiment. I mean, they are using this as a wedge to just, you know, pulverize Trump, invalidate his administration. And this is the dangerous part that we enter into. It's one thing. I mean, you know, I'm saying, okay, let them come, let them go. It is the lunatic fringe. And, you know, they can have their moment in time and expression. It's up to police to do what they're supposed to do. I just get concerned when, you know, and I see what is happening with public officials in not doing their jobs and in accommodating this kind of unrest and then illegal activity. Because it's one thing, you know, when it's legal, but then when you start destroying property and you cross over the legal divide, then there should be consequences.
Absolutely, there should be consequences, and absolutely there should be some sense of balance about what happens. In America, one of the things that we are very, very unique in the world is this idea that we don't have the government being in charge of what are the good positions, what are the bad positions, what are the good views, what are the bad philosophies. These are the decisions that are left in the private space. If you truly don't agree with anyone's perspective or belief, you offer up more speech. Not violence, not assault, not mayhem, not rioting. What we have done here is when the president announced that there was evil, the racism, the neo-Nazism, and there was violence, the media says, you should only, Mr. President, call out the evil, and you should be silent about the violence.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If I stand outside your house and I yell negative things about you or your parentage, that's a fancy way of saying I call your mother out, and you come out and ram my house with your car, you're going to be the one arrested. And that's the way our system was designed. We actually give space for rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give space for violence. The media is insisting that the President of the United States and this administration ignore the violence and only speak about the rhetoric. It's dangerous, and it actually is antithetical to our American system.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that has, you know, added to the confusion has been the reporting. Again, all through this anti-Trump lens, the president comes out and, you know, I said, okay, well, you know, I thought what he said was very appropriate. And then on Monday, he went on and expanded his thought. And I thought, well, okay, well, he's giving everybody, again, the vision of America, what we're all about. And the media is going sideways. I mean, they're picking apart the language in order to further the agitation. And then on top of that, you've got, you know, people in his advisory. I mean, these are businessmen, you know, qualified businessmen that, you know, you want them to be part of the solution. And they're packing up their marbles and leaving Dodge here and going, wait, this is not helping the cause.
Okay, there was a nationwide conversation in 1977 when the KKK announced that they were going to hold a demonstration in Skokie, Illinois, a place where a large number of survivors of the concentration camps in the World War II had lived, a large Jewish population. The Supreme Court of the United States said we could not, in the name of protecting and preventing the hurt feelings of people in the community, we could not shut it down. I want to give you a question to think about. Did the President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, speak out at that point? He did not.
Yeah. Well, the conversation continues with Horace Cooper, yes, the one and only, right after this. Stay with us, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
No, children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults. Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL, and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com. Promo code free trial. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, we got lots of defecation flying around these days, let me tell you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, they're claiming it's not politics. You always love that when they say something that's not, of course, because it ends up being exactly that's what it is. Certainly reeks of corporate America bowing to the will of the anti-Trump resistance movement. Unfortunately, not unusual these days. As you'll recall, started with Merck's Kenneth Frazier, now includes the CEOs of Intel, Under Armour, the head of the Alliance for the American Manufacturing. you know, did these business leaders resign from the White House American Manufacturing Council because of a disagreement with President Trump over strategy to put the American economy back on track? Well, not hardly. Economic indicators have improved quite well since the inauguration. These business leaders quit because they said they didn't like his handling of the events in Charlottesville last weekend. And here to elucidate and add some conversation and perspective to this is Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, you know, it got so bad that the president decided, hey, I'm going to give you an exit ramp and I'm just going to shut the whole thing down rather than have, you know, this increasing pressure on these business leaders, you know, because, you know, that's not their job. You know, they've got businesses and they've got stock market dividends to be concerned about. This is quite volatile, isn't it?
Well, it is quite volatile, but the problem is largely one of the left wing's making. They have insisted that the legal and fiduciary responsibilities that CEOs have ought to be compartmentalized and include things unrelated to their legal and fiduciary obligations. In this particular case, we had some CEOs themselves who embraced the progressive vision. Mm-hmm. If you are a CEO today and you are a person who is controlling the livelihoods of investors, of the workforce, and the consumers who rely on your products and services, you have a legal obligation to ensure that what is being done is done primarily, almost exclusively, for the benefit of those entities that I have outlined. Mm-hmm. If it turns out you are using your position to promote your family and relatives, some illicit relationship, or simply grandstanding and engaging in activities unrelated, not only are you likely to be ousted, you can be charged, as we saw in the Martin Ceccarelli case, where it was alleged that a CEO misused his position of trust. These individuals have the livelihoods of a large number of people in their hands, and they have kicked to the curb that concern. Mm-hmm. When it comes time for quarterly reports, I promise you that the shareholders are going to be far less concerned about what happened in Charlottesville, and that's because many people are retirees,
yes.
Black, white, and brown. Mm-hmm. They need these resources, and they cannot afford to let a CEO go off on their own ideological journey. This was shameful behavior.
Yeah. Well, you know, at a time when they could have gone a long way and come alongside the president in the name of the economy and support...
Well, that would have served all of their institutional interests.
Yes.
They had said, we're here to work with the government. We want to take this rare opportunity, work hand in glove, so that we can build and develop and innovate and create. Kicking that to the curb doesn't serve shareholders, doesn't serve their workforce. When we announced base closings or we announced facility closings, manufacturing plant closings, you're going to have to point to some of this failure to take advantage of the opportunity to have a big, strong relationship with the federal government as part of that explanation.
Yeah, when did they have this kind of opportunity in the last 10 years, Horace?
Well, they didn't, and in fact, part of the reason why so many products are coming, particularly from China, but from other parts of the globe to the United States, isn't because they are superior, but it is because our government has made it harder and harder to do these things. Mm-hmm. And this council was set up to say, what can we do collectively, not to put Americans at risk, but to make it easier for these things to happen here in the United States. That was a monumental commitment and a reversal of policies that's a decade long old. In fact, you have to go back to the Reagan administration to see this kind of an attitude toward our own industries.
Exactly.
These CEOs were more interested in virtue signaling than they were in their primary responsibilities. And unfortunately, shareholders, workers, and consumers are going to pay the price for it.
And to your point, Horace, they had enough empirical evidence to support the opposite side, but they folded their tent so quickly. And I was sad and disappointed to see, Kenneth Frazier, of all people. I'm thinking, here it is, as a representative of what he could have done. I don't want you off the team. Now more than ever, I need you on the team. And you go MIA on us. This is not good.
The CEO of Merck and many of these other people that are complaining, that are griping, that are making their concerns known, appear to do so in a vacuum. They forget that this country, which is not racist, this country, which is not bigoted, and as I mentioned before, we're talking about 13,000 people who, if they spent every single day promoting their hateful agenda, would still have zero effect. These individual CEOs that thought that is where our focus should be are forgetting our history. And I just mean this. For 8 years, the last president of the United States was a black man, a person who came and got elected twice in the United States. The fact that some of the people that voted for him twice also voted for this new president demonstrates that the support that he had was not racially based, but was in fact merit based.
Exactly.
People decided that this is the direction that they want to go, not that particular direction. It's a curious racism where you can vote for a black president and then vote for Donald Trump, but that shows your true colors. A very curious racism, and it's really disappointing that these CEOs fail to appreciate just even our recent history and try to pretend that Donald Trump had a duty that James Earl Carter, as president, did not have a duty when the Nazis came to Skokie and actually got a Supreme Court victory on their behalf. This is a curious way of looking at our history and pretending that something is now new that actually isn't.
Yeah, we've been there before, and again, we're warned of what happens when you choose to ignore the past. And not only now do we choose to ignore the past, but we're even exercising some radical behavior in wanting to eradicate our country's history, all in the name of political correctness and, you know, let's be warm and fuzzy here. I think this is very risky, you know, what we're going to. I mean, like, you know, Tucker Carlson asked, well, you know, our first president, George Washington, was a slaveholder. Now all of a sudden do we change the name of Washington, Washington, D.C., where, our country's capital resides? I mean, what do we do now?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the mindset of the Taliban. This is the mindset of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. This is the mindset of Cuba, Cuba's Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that modern groups will come in and destroy. They talk first about let's move. But what they really mean is they want to absolutely erase and destroy. Ought to reject that.
Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal analyst and commentator on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Horace.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how to kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Like Me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about back-to-school time, you know, and this new survey, national survey that came out, is showing that parents have a major role in helping kids be successful, to enjoy some academic success. And believe it or not, it starts with a simple thing called reading. You've heard it said, you know, readers are leaders. Leaders are readers, either way you put it. It definitely demonstrates that reading is an important aspect, and it is going to play an important aspect to our kids' success in coming back to school. And here to talk about it is a children's book expert and Scholastic Book Club's editorial director, David Allender, joins us now on Bill Martinez Live. David, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Great to be here, Bill.
Well, I love talking about reading. I am a reader. I love it, and I'd love to encourage kids to do this. The empirical evidence is quite solid that kids who read have a more successful academic career.
That is absolutely true. And the latest edition of the Scholastic Kids and Family Reading Report is now out, and it has great information that supports all of that, and other information that, every family can use.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done, Bill, is then to go through that material, you know, based on the report, and come up with five simple reading resolutions, you know, that parents can establish at home that will do just what you say, that will support the child's reading success. More importantly, that really the parents will find this to be a key to their kids' success throughout the school year.
Yeah, I think this is great information here, David, and I can't wait to hear these reading resolutions that you've come up with that we want to paste on, all the refrigerators across America. Keep it quite prominent to remind ourselves and our children why we need to read outside of school. So let's talk about those reading resolutions, all five of them.
Yes. Number one, keep books in the home. Access to a wide variety of books, is a strong predictor of a child's school success. And parents are the number one source of encouragement for children to read books for fun outside of home. So think of that. Having books in your house is a stronger predictor of your child's success than a parent's own income or education. That is, making books available to your child. That's
exactly
really what matters.
Right.
And because point number two, resolution number two, let kid choose what books they want to read. Choice matters. The majority of kids say they're much more likely to finish a book they choose themselves. So choice really, really matters. Number three, ask your kid's new teacher at back to school night for book suggestions. Teachers are a top resource for finding out the best books that'll be fun for your kids to read.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, read aloud at home and keep it going even after your kids learn to read on their own.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of kids love to be read to. They
right.
love sharing that story time with parents. And even, as they get older, then you can share longer books that you love, whether
mm-hmm.
it's Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special time to be together. And kids get that message that reading matters and that time together is a very important one.
And we kind of take that for granted, don't we? Before you go to number five here, David, I think that
sure.
this is something that's overlooked. Reading with our kids, having that time together, putting down the electronic devices, it goes a long way. It says something about the relationship, and it reinforces the relationship in ways that I think maybe in our fast-paced society and all the things that are pulling at us that we've had a tendency to overlook here. So I want to stress that even more so, because I'm finding that kids do, as you say, positively respond to this, and it's one of those subtleties that we overlook because of our our expanding lifestyle, so to speak.
Well, absolutely, and I think that making that a special time, a set aside time,
yes.
a quiet time, with your child. I mean, we think of reading as being a good thing, and sometimes we don't always do what we think is what we're told is good for us. Reading has to be socially interesting. It has to be emotionally satisfying, and that time with your child, creates that bond and that sort of emotional moment, that makes it more than just reading a book, but it's that time with that parent and sharing that book, is vitally important. It turns it into something more than just reading and becomes something more about sharing and, sharing that time together. It's so important.
Yeah, and you think that the questions that come up, as you're reading the book that are quite profound, from, your young child, that they ask you a rather profound question over something you just read that you may have thought was so simple, but stops you in your tracks. And then you realize, you go, wow, this is a good thing. This is time well invested here.
Oh, absolutely. You can go, you can go in any different direction, talk about philosophy, you can talk about science and politics, talk about the child's own life, you can talk about any number of things,
mm-hmm.
The child's grandparents, the family, the heritage, all of those things are possible, and be open to those.
Exactly.
Allow the child, time to ask questions. That's really what it's all about. So I guess I just encourage people to read aloud to their children, and then also encourage them to understand that it should and could be an interactive experience. It's really about, creating that strong sort of emotional time, with the child. The fifth thing, which is very, very simple, really, is just that, parents, should be a reading role model for their kids. Kids need to see, parents reading. Kids are more likely to do what they see rather than just what they're told. So, you know, be an example for your kid. Read aloud to them from the newspaper. You know, share a magazine article, you know, in addition to books. You know, just, you know, showing your kid that, that reading matters. Reading is important. You know, without it, what, you know, what is possible? Nothing. You know, it is the foundation for everything, reading. You can go anywhere. You can learn anything. You can develop any new skills. It is so vital. And kids want to know about the world they live in. They want to know about themselves and other people. All of that is possible, you know, through reading. So what you're giving your child is a future. You're opening up a world for your child. And what could be more important than that?
Exactly. And you need to keep in mind that reading, you know, can be fun at home. And it's probably important to keep it fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think I wouldn't, you know, sometimes parents say, well, go to your room and read, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and unfortunately, they can sort of, you know, turn inadvertently, perhaps, almost into punishment. I think mm-hmm. that, you know, families that read together, you know, will find, you know, that reading is a very enjoyable, very, very fun thing to do, you know, together. And so definitely, you know, keep it light, keep it fun, enjoy it. And as you're reading, you know, every reading counts. Everything counts, you know, that you read, you know, sharing, you know, again, things from the news, things that you find online that you read aloud. Those are great things and things happening in the world. You know, if there's an eclipse, for instance, which there might be coming up,
exactly. Yeah, right.
You know,
yes.
You know, go to the Nat Geo website or some other website and, you know, read some information, you know, about it, or go to the library and look for a book, you know, on the subject. There are a million ways, you know, to connect your child to the world of reading. You know,
yep.
You've got, you know, car trouble, you know, get a book about cars, you know, whatever it could be. All of these things, really what I'm saying is that reading matters, and finding ways of showing that your child that you take it seriously as well is a marvelous way to turn your child into a reader.
Well, David Allender, one final, maybe two final questions here as we wrap things up. Got about 30 seconds left. Why did Scholastic field this survey, and where can they go for more information?
Well, we got the survey, which we do. We've been doing now for about 10 years. This is our sixth edition of the survey. It's vital for us to stay connected to what people think, parents, kids, and educators, about reading and about books. And for the entire report, people can go to scholastic.com/readingreport. That's scholastic.com/readingreport to find it in its entirety. Or, you know, also for great book ideas, go to scholastic.com/bookclubs.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid, if you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out.
The way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Brandon Webb joins us. It's been a while since we talked to Brandon, so it's good to have him back to talk about his new book, Total Focus, Make Better Decisions Under Pressure. It highlights the skills he developed in special ops training that proved most beneficial in business dealings. As you may remember from our last visit with Brandon, former Navy SEAL, sniper and instructor, served 4 active deployments, helped redesign the course that produced some of the world's deadliest snipers, including Chris Kyle, the American sniper. After returning to civilian life, Brian started his first business venture, failed miserably. Webb decided to try again, and this time he channeled his intense special ops training to his advantage, and he has a different story to tell. And he's talking about how he built a $100 million-plus media conglomerate using Total Focus. Brandon Webb, good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about the book Total Focus. You know, like we find out in business, it's all a process. You know, I always tell my kids that experience defines preference, and here you are. You come out of all that you did in serving our country, which we're so grateful to you and the band of brothers with you that you know, supported the cause for freedom here, and you enter into the free enterprise market, and you learn along the way. You made your mistakes. It's all part of the investment, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I look at today, I've been a business owner and entrepreneur longer than I was a SEAL. And it was just at the point in my life where I'm running a successful business and had all these lessons learned inside the SEAL teams and outside, and thought I had, you know, some valuable lessons to share. And, you know, the inspiration behind the title of Total Focus was, you know, the time in my life where I did lose everything and got divorced and was at a really low point, but was able to focus on one opportunity when I had many, and I was chasing all over the place, these different opportunities. And, it was only when I really focused in and developed a clear plan for what I wanted to do in business with my writing and the business I run today at Hurricane Group mm-hmm. when I started to have success.
Well, when you got to that point where you realized that you needed to focus, I mean, this is part of the challenge, you know, when you are a creative individual, is you get lots of ideas, but the challenge is to find out that one idea that you can focus on, as you say, in total focus, that is going to really, you know, be the answer, the solution to what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, and to your point earlier, realizing that experience and failure is necessary ingredient to being successful. Everybody today, you know, wants the quick tip or the technique to skip forward and have success, or even the young kids that ask me, what's the secret to buzz? And I just tell them, like, it's hard work and just don't quit.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between quitting and failing is a very big distinction. You know, you can fail along the way to achieving your goal, but the important thing is to never quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big difference. And to realize that you have to put in the hard work. I mean, I've lost the business. I've lost everything. I've got divorced and built a strong relationship with my children's mother. We're good friends to this day.
That's great.
5 years later, I run a successful business that runs itself pretty much, but it, mm-hmm. it took 5 years to get here.
Yeah, right. Easy. Well, to your point about buds, and, you know, we had a conversation with Rob O'Neill, who I'm sure you know, and Rob said when he went through buds, it was just, you know, he heeded the warning of one of the instructors, says, when you get to that point where you want to quit, just hang in for lunch or hang in till dinner. Just get through that phase. Hang in through that phase before you make that decision. And he said that's what carried him through. And it was interesting because, you know, he shared with me, Brandon, he goes, I didn't even know how to swim. You know, and I go, how do you get through buds if you don't know how to swim? You know?
a lot of willpower. I was just having dinner with Rob a few weeks ago. So he's a great guy and, you know, and has a lot of great lessons of his own to share. But yeah, it's life throws you curveballs. You can get overwhelmed, and just what Rob was talking about, getting through SEAL training, you know, just take it as, sometimes you take it a minute at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to treat life. And just, you know, if you feel overwhelmed, you just got to realize that, you know, there's a lot. I think the really neat thing about the SEAL experience for me was seeing that there's so much to be learned in adverse situations and failure, and really like looking at failure and adversity as a chance to learn and grow. And when you change your attitude around that, it's really powerful. It's
mm-hmm.
It's transformational in my life.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, part of the challenge, and I grew up with a bit of this in my business experience, Brandon, that you weren't allowed to make mistakes. But I liked Hewlett-Packard when they started their organization. They embraced making mistakes because this was all part of the process. And I remember when I read that, I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty meaningful. And that's kind of what you're saying here, especially in business. I mean, when you go from being a Navy SEAL sniper and you're in the field of combat, there's life and death decisions. You don't necessarily you can't necessarily embrace that kind of concept. And it's kind of like when I was in a developing sales teams, I would get the people to pause once in a while. I say, look behind you, is anybody dead here? You know, nobody's dying.
Yeah.
So let's just, you know, let's just relax and you know, take a breather and let's evaluate, you know, the information that's before us without trying to, you know, turn everything upside down here. We're not at that level. But when you, you know, in your experience, when it's life and death, you know, different kind of a decision process comes into play, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But it is still the same thing. You've got to take things one step at a time and realize when stuff, you know, is happening, you know, the pressure's on. Okay, what's the one thing I really have to focus in on now
mm-hmm.
and accomplish? And you realize everything, just put everything to the side because it really just doesn't matter. It's focusing on that one task and then moving on to the next and the next and not being distracted by crisis, right? Where we all have got that email or text message and it throws us into crisis mode, but being able to go, wait a minute, this isn't a big emergency. Like, I just need to focus on taking this meeting or you know, watching my kids' basketball game.
Right.
Wait, because the important thing is to be now at the moment.
And I think that's the opportunities, because we have, you know, the tyranny of the urgent, the things that scream at you, that want to knock you off focus. And as you say, in total focus, you're sharing with the readers and with all of us, you know, as you've said several times here, making better decisions under pressure. And as you go through that process, as you embrace those pressure moments, the decisions improve, don't they?
Absolutely. And I have a personal thing I call the cancer test. If something is bothering you or getting to you and it's in that urgent zone, and you just think, okay, if I had 6 months to live with a cancer diagnosis, would this really matter to me right now? And 90+% of the time for me, I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to let it bother me, get me down. I'm just going to focus on my plan, which it's important for everyone to have, you know, I think a life plan and know where they're going. And if it doesn't support the plan, you know, I don't let it bother me.
Exactly. Well, I like also that you address in the book, accept that pain is temporary, but learning is priceless, isn't it?
Yeah, learning, just like we talked about earlier about failure. It's sometimes a necessary ingredient of success. Another thing I really like talking about in the book is self-talk. We all walk around with these narratives inside of us, and sometimes it can be good and sometimes it could be bad. And developing a habit of self-talk that's positive and will reinforce your life goals is extremely important. And we used it in sniper training, and now I use it in parenting in my own business, and it's extremely valuable.
Yeah, we talk about being target focused, you know, is like you're going to hit the target that you're shooting for. So given the alternative, good or bad, what do you want to focus on, right?
Yeah, the focus is really, I get opportunities and that can become distractions. And my litmus test is, you know, I have this plan. I have a financial plan, a business plan, personal plans and goals. And if these opportunities come and they don't align with where I'm going, I decline. And I think that's the value of having a plan and knowing where you're going in life, is so when these things kind of creep up, and if they don't support your life's purpose, then, you know, you don't let it distract you, even if it's an opportunity.
Exactly. Well, I always have the does it add takeaway analysis, you know, proposition. And this can, you know, be an idea. It could be an employee, a good employee who comes in with an idea. But you have to have that litmus test that says, does it add or take away? Brandon, congratulations on the book Total Focus, which maps out the military-derived secrets that will lead to long-lasting professional success. Thank you so much, for your service, all that you've done on behalf of this country and for the freedoms that we enjoy and what you're doing in this new company, and glad to hear of your success and your openness to share your success with us in this new book, Total Focus, available at all the usual places, right?
Yep, available everywhere. People can catch up with me on my website, BrandonTylerWeb.com. And thanks for having me, Bill, and thanks for what you...
Hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.